turn in the Bible, in your Bible, to the 44th Psalm. The 44th Psalm. Psalm 44, 44th Psalm. The Bible says in verse 1, so we have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us, now think about this as I'm reading, what work thou didst in their days, in times of old, how thou didst drive out the heathen from thy land and plantest them, how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God, command deliverances from for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies, and through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever, Selah. I want to preach tonight just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought. In days gone by. Amen. In days gone by. If we ain't careful, we'll forget, the steadfastness of the God we serve. Amen. If you'll look back and you'll think back and you'll reflect back on your life, you'll realize Brother Bill, if you've been in this for any time at all, you'll realize that there's a steadfastness in the God we serve. He's the same today as He was when we was youngins. He's the same today as He was, praise God, when we was young adults. He's the same day as He was the day that we got married and started building homes. He's the same, praise God, that brought us through our work life. And praise God, taught us a trade and put us to work somewhere and helped us in knowledge and wisdom, amen, to do the things that was pleasing to His name. He's the same God, praise God. He's a steadfast God. But I want to thank Him tonight, praise God, that He's our God. Amen. I'm glad that we can claim as His children that He is our God. He is our Heavenly Father, praise God, and we can just magnify His name and we can worship Him. Amen. And we ought to be worshiping today. Listen, I believe you ought to go back to the old paths and just begin to praise God and worship God. Just forget about what everybody might think about you. Or forget what everybody might say about me. Amen. I think we ought to just get to no point where we get the don't cares and we just bear back like I used to do in days of old and just worship God one more time, because He's been so good to us. He is a great and an almighty God. He's able to do all things. Praise God, He's done so much for you, and He's done so much for me. If we could just remember, praise God, not to forget Him. Amen. I'm afraid we're forgetting. Amen. Days go by and we get caught up in it. I was thinking the other morning, I was sitting and reading this, and the Bible, God began to speak to my heart. God began to speak to my mind. And the psalmist here, he said, we have heard with our ears. Amen. I got to thinking, Brother Jeff, what I've heard with my ears. I've got to thinking about all the old saints of God and old men of God and sisters of God down through the ages. I want to say, praise God, in this mountains in which we live, in western North Carolina, we have a heritage in the Lord. I mean a strong heritage that we can't let go. Praise God. And the reason that we could hear it is because some old man, some old woman, praise God, was lifting up their voices. They wasn't ashamed to the God that they served. They was willing to worship Him in spirit and in truth, praise God. Hey, listen, they didn't care about political correctness. They knew that they was a God, and they lifted Him up. They didn't care if it hair lipped the devil. Amen, praise God, that was all right. When devil got mad, they'd just shout around all over the house, praise God, and God would get the glory. Amen. You know what the old saints of God used to praise God? They'd hear the word of God, they'd get to shout and praise, and God, the devil would have to flee. We're living a day and hour, we're so afraid that we'll offend somebody, and we won't tell them the truth. Amen. Now, there needs to be something that'll come to our ear. I was thinking about, Miss Joyce, I was thinking about the old Oak Grove Church. when I was that little old tow-headed boy and sitting over there. And my granddaddy reared back. Amen. Praise God with his hand to his ear and his a white handkerchief waving it. And he had said, he said, God bless your sweetheart. He said, there's a God of heaven that loves you. And he come to seek and to save that was lost. And that's you. Amen. And that's you. And that's you. You say, would he point them out? Yeah, praise God, because it was the truth. And he wanted you to know that there was a God of heaven who loved you enough that he could tell it in your ear. Praise God. So that you might hear, praise God, and get right with God while you had an opportunity. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad for opportunity hearing, ain't you? I'm glad that morning he painted a picture of hell and showed me how real it was. Amen. Listen, I still got that vision in my head. I'll be 57 years old next Sunday, and I still remember that as a 50 years ago. And it's still just as clear in my mind as I sit there by my mama, praise God, and him preaching about hell and how real it was, and those fire, the brimstone, and the smoke come off of that place. I could feel the heat on my feet, praise God, and the hear to my ear. It didn't touch my ear, but it touched my heart. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about in days gone by. Praise God, we wasn't afraid to hear the Word of God. Wasn't afraid of the truth. Because the Bible said, Brother Bill, the truth will make you free. Now, where we live today, they'll say, well, you know, the truth will make you free. The truth will set you free. But I won't say the truth will make you free. Amen. Praise God. And when you're free in Him, you're free indeed. I thank God for some old saints of God, amen, that would preach and teach and instruct in the Word of God. I'll never forget in Grandma's Sunday school class. Amen. Is that little old tow-headed boy sitting in there. Now, something was instilled in my heart to realize I was a sinner. I'd never realized the hell was for me. Amen. Something was instilled in my heart. And I remember sitting in that Sunday school class answering questions. Now, what we had in the Sunday school class back in, you may remember this, Miss Joy, if you ever went over there in the little kid Sunday school class, they had one little old page thing. And it had a picture over here with a little description underneath it. And had a Bible verse or whatever. And it had a place where you put a star. Amen. If you listened and you paid attention and praise God, you answered the questions, you participated. At the end of the thing, Granny would give you a little star, and you could take your little star and you could lick it and you could put it on where your star went. And every one of the youngins in the class, you say, well, that's pretty simple, praise God. It's a simple word of God, amen. If we'll hear it today, it'll have the same effect that it had back then. Amen. It ain't the Word of God that's failing, it's our hearing, praise God, it's gone bad. Amen. But I can remember, praise God, I'd want to answer every one of them questions. Not that I'm competitive or anything. And if you answer them every one. Sometime Granny would let you take, she'd let me pass out them stars. Amen. Praise God, boy, you talk what an honor it was to pass out them little old stars. And pass them out them little old boys and girls. They're sitting around that table with Grandma and pass them out and you'd hand them to them. They'd get them things. Boy, they'd lick them and ply them on there. Amen. Glory to God. And you know what took place there? They were some little old youngins was a-hearing the precious things of God. God Almighty was bringing things from the portals of glory. And Brother R.A. White said he is taking things from this holy book and he's putting them on the bottom shelf where us little old youngins could get them. Praise God. And we was hearing it. It was making a difference. Amen. Amen. Praise God. What's happened today? In days gone by, we was willing to hear the Word of God. But Paul said in these last days, we'll have itching ears. Amen. We want to hear some good stuff. Won't people tell us how good we are? Hey, man, I'll tell you how good you are. Look at me. God bless your sweetheart. You're just as fine as you can be in the Lord. Amen. Outside the Lord, you're just as rotten and stinking no good as I am. Hey, amen. But praise God, I'm glad as God Almighty in our hearts. Praise God, we can be all things. Amen. For the glory of God. Bless His holy name. But He said they was some people. He said, we've heard with our ears, praise God, the glorious things of God. Amen. He said, our fathers. He said, oh God, said, our fathers have told us. I'm glad they was somebody that was willing to tell the story, ain't you? I'm glad there was some people that was willing to stand up and say, you know what? Hey, I've got something. Hey, they'd say, Pastor, I've got something I need to share with them. Would you let me be a help? I've got all this information that I'm getting from the portals of glory and the blessed old book. And God Almighty, listen, I need somebody to share it with. I need somebody to tell the old story to. Preacher, would you let me pick me, choose me, man of God? Amen. He said, we heard their ears, said, for our fathers told us. How did they tell us? Amen. Because of tradition, as it was in the days of old, in days gone by, praise God, they was people that were so full of God and loved the Lord so much, praise God, they wanted to tell it. Amen. Amen. Let me just say this. We live in a day and hour now. It's like hens teach. Just get somebody to teach Sunday school. Amen. Praise God. If we're getting fed, we're getting things. God, we're digging this book. Praise God. We ought to tell somebody. Amen. Praise God. I remember when God was calling me to preach, and I was the most miserable person in this world. I was. Amen. And I was running, I was hiding, I was ducking, I was dodging, I was praying. I've told you before, my baby brother, he ought to be the best preacher in the world. He had already announced his call to preach. I said, Lord, use him. Well, every time God convicted my heart, tried to point me to preach, I'd say, oh, God, use him. I told him, I said, you ought to be plumb full all the time, preacher. I used to pray for you. Amen. But glory be to God. God was a cop. But you know what I did? But one day they asked me, said, hey, well, could you teach a Sunday school class? Amen. I said, glory to God, yes. Amen. Jumped all over in both feet. I said, that's for me, praise God. I get here and teach. I could give some of this out, praise God. God's been a blessing me with without having to do what He wants me to do. Amen. It's a hard place to be. Hope nobody ever gets there. I got in that Sunday school class. God began to use us to teach those teenagers down there. Boy, we just had us a time. Me and Brother Junior, praise God, got down there and began to minister to them little old youngins and began to give them the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, begin to give them the word and share it with them. And praise God, I thought, boy, amen, I could study, do that. I could pass that out. And boy, that really helped me and made me feel better. But you know what it did? All it done is stirred something down in my soul that I wanted to do more. Amen, it was something else God was wanted to use. Us for. Hey, praise God. I thought, hey, listen, I'm hearing this stuff. I'm receiving this stuff. Amen. I got to be able to do something with it. And praise God, come a while in my life. I said, listen, God, I need something. In days gone by, praise God, hey, some men and women had stepped up and took up the challenge. I said, oh, God, here I am. If you can't take me and use me. Amen. Praise His holy name. Well, God, He done a work in my heart. Amen. He began to take us and use us, praise God, for His glory. We just give Him, amen, praise God, it wasn't me, it was Him. Amen, we heard with our ears. We've been told by the fathers the glorious grace of God and His almighty help that He has to give us. And boy, we just begin to dig in, begin to see, praise God. And we begin to realize the heritage that we had and how it was wrong for us to hold it back and not share it and that it would carry on until our children and our grandchildren, our children's children. Amen, there's a heritage. In days gone by, we had it, but we forgot that we're supposed to carry on. Amen. Carry on the heritage. Pass it on. In days gone by, I had some men and women that were full of God. Men and women that wanted to instruct us on behalf of God Almighty. Amen. In times of old. Amen. You say, when was that? In times of old. In days that's gone by. Days that's past. I know what you say. Like I preached this morning, they said, well, see, it's past time, Lord, so why don't we just forget it? But I want to say, praise God, it ain't past time to serve the Lord. It ain't past time to do things for Him. He ain't called us out of here yet until He does. Sometimes I think we get to a point in our life and say, well, it's too late now. I'm just going to set it back and ride her out. Hey, listen, what about days gone by? What about those folks that fed your soul? What about those folks that fed you and encouraged you and uplifted you and prayed for you? The devil tell you you can't do nothing. Hey, listen, quit listening to him. He ain't nothing but a liar. Praise God, you can still do a mighty work for God. Each and every one of us can every day of our life if we'll just listen to what God's got to say and speak from our heart and just tell people, praise God, how good God is. Amen. Still doing wonderful, marvelous works for His people. Amen. Praise His name. Bless His holy name. He said in times of old, in those days it's gone. But I want to say, praise God, we can have them again. Amen. We can take back our heritage. We can leave an inheritance for our children, our grandchildren. We can leave an inheritance for our loved ones. Praise God. I'm not talking about piles of money. Hey, listen, that won't do no good anyway. In the day and hour we live, they'll blow it, won't have nothing in a week, and they'll just be without. But if we can plant the Lord Jesus Christ in their heart, if we can show them some truth, praise God, and make a difference in our spiritual nature, praise God, we can leave an inheritance for our children. Praise God, I'd like to see them on fire for God. Amen. But we're living in a day and an hour that they've turned their back on God. They turned their back to the world, back on God, turned to the world, praise God, looking for all the entertainment and things. We're living in an entertainment society. You know, it's hard to preach and compete with entertainment. Amen. They don't want you to be a preacher and a pastor no more. They want you to be an entertainer. Hey man, if you can't play a guitar, play a piano and pick a guitar and sing three or four different directions, keys and notes and preach and do this and do that, amen. And so they don't want none of it. But praise God, I'm glad they still some people. I praise God that was willing to hear the Word of God and willing to speak the Word of God. Amen. Give you a direction, praise God, that you can go for His glory. Amen. Praise God, I know I ain't much, but praise God, I'm glad I got a God. Amen. He's real in my life. Praise God. His Word is planted in me. It's embedded in me. And I can't get away from it. Amen. Praise His name. In times of old, in days gone by, amen, said God Almighty. He said, we heard with our ears and our fathers told us. Amen. In those days and times of old, praise God. He said, listen, He said, thou just drive out the heathen with thy hand. You say, preacher, what have we got to do with that? Praise God, I used to be one. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? This little old boy used to be one. I was one. I was one of those old heathen, amen, that didn't care, didn't know, didn't care. I wasn't looking for God. Amen. I wasn't concerned about God. But I'm glad, praise God, somebody had enough love for me that they told me, praise God, what God had to say about dealing my heart and living in my soul, giving me help, praise God, saving me by His marvelous grace, lifting me up, praise God, so He can bring me out. Amen. 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 Praise God. I'm glad it's that way. Amen. But I was one of those heathen. Amen. I was there till one night, praise God, Brother Bill, the Holy Ghost of God come to where I was at as a little old heathen boy. You say, well, you wasn't nothing. A 14-year-old boy, you couldn't have been too bad. Yeah, but I won't tell you, I wasn't too good either. Amen? I'd already got a mindset, praise God, of what this world had to offer. But the Holy Ghost of God come to this little old heathen boy that night, Brother Scott, and he come into where I was, and he drove me down to my knees, praise God. Ain't you glad? Glory to God. And days gone by that there was a God of heaven who loved you enough, and He come to where you was at, and He touched your heart and drove you to your knees. Amen. Drove you to a place of repentance. Amen. Before a thrice holy God. Hey, praise God. The Holy Ghost come in that night. Amen. And He afflicted me physically. Hello? He said, well, preacher, I thought the Holy God deals with the spiritual. He does. Amen. But in order to get to the spiritual part, He's got to get to the physical part first. Amen. He afflicted me physically. Amen. As Brother Robert was saying, praise God, I was standing there and I was shaking all over. Amen. There was something stirred down in me. It was like a jackhammer that was going off down in my soul. I thought my whole insides was coming out. I didn't know whether to jump and run or what. But praise God, I'm glad it's that way. The Holy Ghost of God began to deal with me. I'm talking about just a little old heathen boy lost on my way to a devil's hell. But thank God for the days gone by that some old saint of God had prayed for me and lifted me up to the Lord, and the Holy Ghost of God come by and begin to shake my body. I mean, shook me out of frame, shook me to my teeth rattled. Praise God. And I come out of there, praise the Lord. I went up to an old-fashioned altar, fell on my face, said, "Oh God, forgive me, a sinner." Amen. Praise God. He got a hold of the physical till the spiritual took over. Amen. I'm glad it's that way. A lot of people say, "Well, preacher, nowadays they just don't." God just don't work that way no more. God's never changed the way He works on you. Amen. Now, you may not get in the same way I got in as far as our actions or reactions. But there's only one way that you'll get in is through the Holy Ghost of God dealing with your heart. Showing you that you're a sinner in need of a Savior. And some old saint of God, some old man of God, by some old slobbering, spitting feller, tell you that Jesus loves you and He died for your sins according to the Scripture. But praise God, He didn't stay dead, so you don't have to either. But He got up victorious on that third day according to the Scripture, because God Almighty said so. Nothing could hold Him down. The grave was, He wasn't holding to the grave. It couldn't hold on to Him because He had no sin. And on the third day, praise God, He come out of the grave. Amen. Victorious. Shouting the praises. Amen. Some old saint of God, some old preacher said, "Son, you're a sinner, but you don't have to go to hell." I've never been so happy in my life. Amen. I come out there stepping about that high. I couldn't wait till I got to the house. Amen. I run in the house. I got that old... I never thought about this till just now. I run in there and I grabbed up that phone. I told Mama and Daddy, I got saved. God saved me. Praise God. I ran over and got the phone. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I got to call Miss Myrtle." I said, "I got to call Miss Myrtle and tell her I got saved." Praise God. I didn't think till just now that we were on a party line. Amen. We were on a party line. Them party lines, amen, when you pick them up, you had to pick it up real easy because your neighbors might be talking to one another. And if they was, you'd just ease it back down real easy. Wait a few minutes, and then you'd pick it up again. Do you remember those? Amen. But you know, I just thought, folks, praise be to God. I didn't think about nobody was listening. I didn't think about nobody was talking. I grabbed up that phone because I was going to call Miss Myrtle. And I just, to be honest with you, I don't know if I dialed her number or not. But the next thing I know, Miss Myrtle was on the phone on the other end shouting and praising God because I got saved, praise God. Amen. In the days of old, glory to God, that's the way it was done. Amen. Praise God. I'm not ashamed of that, are you? Amen. That's the way I got in. Praise God. He still do it today if we'll let Him. Bless His holy name. I was just no heathen in need of a Savior. But God sent me help. Amen. To where I was. Saved me by His marvelous grace in days gone by. In days of old. The Spirit of God touched my heart. Told me how much God loved me. Do you remember that day in your life when the same Holy Spirit from the same God through the same Savior touched your heart? He said, "Listen, Jesus loves you and He died for you on the cross of Calvary so that you can go free, have an inheritance." God says, "I'm taking care of the heathen." You know how He's taking care of the heathen one by one? Amen. Calling them to repentance that they might be saved. Touching them physically so that He may stir them spiritually. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? I'm glad we had help, ain't you? This is what he says in verse 3. He said, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword. God said, we possessed what we got because of the help from the Lord. Amen. It wasn't nothing that we could conquer within ourselves. But it was God Almighty that conquered for us. It was God Almighty through Lord Jesus Christ that went before us. It was God Almighty that was able to conquer sin, that was able to overcome sin, that was able to get victory over sin on the cross of Calvary. Because of Him, we praise God, we can have victory. The Lord talked about that in the children of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy chapter number 4. Book of Deuteronomy chapter number 4. He says this. Verse 39, or 30, let's go 36. He said, out of heaven He made thee to hear His voice, that He might instruct thee. And upon earth He showed thee His great fire, and thou heardest His words out of the midst of the fire. There's that hearing. And we have some telling. He said, because He loved thy fathers, therefore He chose their seed after them. There's the inheritance, there's the heritage. And brought thee out of His sight with His out in His sight with His mighty power out of Egypt, and to drive out nations before thee, greater and mightier than thou art, to bring thee in, to give thee their land for an inheritance, as it is this day. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, He is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath there is none else. Thou shalt keep therefore His statutes and His commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days. Now watch this. Upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever. Amen. Praise God. Not for just a day, not for a moment, but forever. God offers us an inheritance in the Lord. He goes on in chapter number 7, in verse number 6. He says, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto Himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set His love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you. Amen. That's why God chose us, praise God. That's why God, amen, in days gone by, God Almighty come to where we was, and He chose us out for Himself, just like He did the nation of Israel, to be somebody peculiar for the name of God. Amen. Called heathen out, gave us a place. We had help. Amen. Praise His holy name. And He says, we will have help even with our enemies. You say, preacher, I don't reckon I got any enemies. I'm going to tell you, every one of us have an enemy. Amen? And it's this old body that we live in, this flesh we carry around every day. It's our enemy. And we fight with it all the time. But I'm glad God even makes provision. Amen? In verse number 5 of Psalm 44, He says, through thee will we push down our enemies. Amen? I thought about this when I was reading this. He said, through thee will I push down my enemies. And I got to forgiving myself, Miss Tara, for every time I shoved little kids down on the ball field places, you know, when I'd get a little over exuberant. Amen. I thought about that when I read that the other day. I thought, say, Lord, there it is. I didn't throw them down to God did. Just take them away. Amen, for His glory. Amen. But said, God Almighty will push the enemies. He'll take them out of the way, praise God. He said, through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. There you go. God has made a way. God is our help, praise God. He's there to watch. You say, how do we get that help, praise God? We get it, praise the Lord, by trusting in the Lord. He says in verse 6, He said, for I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. Amen. He said, hey, listen, I'm not going to trust in myself, my bow, not myself to save me. He said, but I'm going to trust in the Lord. Now that trust in the Lord in the Old Testament is having faith and believing in the New Testament. Amen. It was pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ and the hope that we have in Him. Amen. And he said, hey, listen, so I'm going to trust in the Lord. Amen. I'm going to have faith in God. I'm going to take refuge in Him. I'm going to learn and lean on Him. I'm going to believe in what God can do. Amen. Because he's listening. They said, listen, our fathers of old have told us. We've heard it. Amen. They've rehearsed it in our ears till we believe it. Amen. He said, I know the boasting ain't in us, but the boasting is in Him. He said, I'm going to boast in the Lord. What does that boasting mean? It means to have a testimony, to testify of God Almighty, what the Lord has done for us. Amen. I thought about it as I was thinking, if you look back on in Psalms 34, the Bible says this, and I'm going to come to a close. In Psalms 34, the Bible says this, the psalmist says this, David says this, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I believe David knew where his help come from. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, my help cometh from the Lord. Amen. He said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. He said, if I'm going to brag, he said, I'm going to brag on Jesus. Amen. Folks, listen, if you want to brag today, praise God, don't brag on me. Don't brag on me. Sir, brag on the Lord. Amen. Lift up His name everywhere you go. Tell, praise God, everybody how good Jesus has been to you, what He done for you, praise God, on the cross of Calvary. Amen. You know what? You say, well, preacher, they might get mad at me. Well, they might do it, but praise God, at least you'll get to give God some glory. He might even plant a seed. Amen. Why? Because in days gone by, praise God, they was hearing and they was telling of the great and mighty things that God had done. Amen. He goes on, verse 3 of Psalm 34. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. You know, that's what we need to be doing today. That's why we come to church to worship, Brother Jeff. We need to magnify His name, lift Him up together. Amen. Praise Him together. Come one mind, one accord. No big eyes or little U's. Praise God. Just come together and lift up the name of God. Magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. Magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name together. Verse 4, he said, I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Are you afraid of anything tonight? He's a God of heaven. Said, He said, I'll be there with you. You don't need to be afraid. Amen. In verse number 6, he says this. He said, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. That's why we don't need to be afraid tonight, Brother Bill. Amen. We got a God of heaven. We can cry out to Him. David was crying out. He said, this poor man cried. He said, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of just a few of his troubles. He said, no, all of his troubles. Praise God. He brought him out shouting. He said, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth them. Think about that. Listen, next time the old devil tries to give you a fit, praise God, just say, look, devil. Just point around you like that. Say, look, devil. Praise God, the whole host of heaven is encamped about me. I have protection from the Lord. I belong to the Lord God Almighty. Amen. So praise God, you've got to go. Amen. God has got me, and I belong to Him. I don't belong to you, devil. Get you out of my face. Get you out of my mind. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. I tell you, the mully grubs are going to go away in a hurry when you do that. Amen. Can't hang around. Praise His name. The angel of the Lord camped about and delivereth them. And he says in verse 8, this is a verse I really like. If you ain't tried Him, you ought to. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Amen. Praise God. In days gone by, listen, young'uns, in days gone by, you know how they made it through? You know how them old saints and saints of God shouted and praised during World War II and World War I and the Depression and everything else that's hit this country since then? They just shouted her out. Amen. You know what happened? We get so caught up and we get the pouting and we get the feeling sorry for ourselves, having pity parties. Amen. What we ought to do, praise God, is just shout her out, say, glory be to God. Amen. God has got this. He's in charge. He's in control. He's God. Besides Him, there is no other. That's what the psalmist done. He said, God is in control of this situation. God knows exactly where we are. Amen. He takes our enemies. That's why he would say in verse 8 of Psalm 44, he would finish with this. He said, in God we boast all the day long. Amen. He said, we got a testimony that we just, that doesn't stop. It's continuously going. We boast all the day long and praise thy name every once in a while. No, he said, praise thy name forever. And then he says, Brother Jeff, he says, Selah, what do you think about that? Amen. He said, that's pretty good stuff. Even if I did write it. Because God Almighty is in control. In days gone by, we had a heritage. In days gone by, we have a heritage. And our heritage, young'uns, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's time to continue to live in the heritage.